Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. We're talking today about the surprising secrets of highly happy marriages. We're going to finally get to this point that I know people are wondering about because you discovered that highly happy marriages, they go to bed mad. So say more.
Yeah, well, thanks for tossing me under the bus on
that
one.
Welcome.
Because I know every counselor is going, what? Because here's the reality. When we were, when Jeff and I were doing the initial interviews on this, we would always talk to the happiest couples. And before we studied what they actually did, we always wanted to get their advice, right? Mm-hmm. And all of them, maybe not 100%, but pretty close, somewhere in their top three, they would say, you know, it's really important to not go to bed mad. You know, the Bible says, don't let the sun go down your anger. So really important to not go to bed mad. And we would always say, oh, you know, absolutely. So do you ever go to bed mad? And it's funny because they would kind of squirm and hem and haw and say, well, it's a really important principle. But when you try to pin them down, sometimes they'd say, well, yeah, sometimes we do. And I wanted to dig into this. And these were couples often, not always, but often that were very biblically committed. And so I wanted to ask. And so finally they would say, look, there comes a point at which so many people get to that, you're exhausted, you've got two upset, exhausted, angry, emotional, tired people, that at some point at the end of the night, nothing good is going to come at midnight from continuing to duke it out. And so they had learned that in practice, sometimes they would say, you know what, let's pause this, let's sleep on it, and pick it up in the morning. And sometimes in the morning, they were like, what was that about? You know, like it kind of resolved itself. But if that issue was still there, it turns out that statistically, what was the biggest difference wasn't what the couples did the night before between what the happy couples did and everybody else. The highly happy marriages, the happiest couples, what they did differently, it was the next day. If that issue was still there the next day, they didn't let it go. They dealt with it. Everybody else was much more likely to just kind of hope it floated away. And, you know, some people dealt with it, but a lot of people were more likely to just let it go and not deal with it and hope that it didn't come back. And the happy couples, they didn't do that. They really dealt with it. I will confess to you, I was really bothered by this for a few months as I was learning this and seeing this come out in the data and in the surveys, because everything else that I've ever discovered, and I think you and I have talked about this, that here I am as a social researcher doing these big nationally representative surveys, and oh wow, look at that, everything I'm finding confirms what the Bible has said all along, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been very pleased to see that, and suddenly I have this one about sometimes, you know, sleeping on it instead. And I'm thinking, does it matter if the happy couples do that if it's non-biblical? And suddenly brought to my attention was the fact that, you know, that scripture about don't let the sun go down in your anger, that's from Ephesians, mm-hmm. right, where Paul is saying these things. And if you look at it, it turns out he was actually quoting a verse from the Old Testament that all of his audience would have been very familiar with. The whole verse, as it says in Ephesians, it basically says, in your anger, don't sin. Don't let the sun go down in your anger. He's quoting a verse from the Psalms. You can go look it up. It's Psalms 4:4. And Psalms 4:4 says, basically, in your anger, don't sin. Think about it overnight and remain silent.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.